pocket of cash, foot on the gas, ready and throwing up a little dust like a pickup truck does in the mud. But ain't nobody slowing us down right now.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The nation's waiting for Supreme Court rulings on a series of major cases dealing with everything from abortion to whether former President Trump is immune from prosecution. ABC's Stephen Portnoy in Washington says two federal judges in Missouri and Kansas temporarily blocked the Biden administration's student loan debt relief plans.
Both of the judges were Obama appointees, and both found the administration exceeded its authority by trying to enact the relief without congressional authorization. These programs were more narrowly targeted than the massive debt forgiveness plan struck down last year by the Supreme Court.
Israel's Supreme Court ruled unanimously ultra-Orthodox men are not exempt from the country's military draft that could endanger Prime Minister Netanyahu's coalition government. And the NTSB holding a hearing in Ohio on last year's train derailment in East Palestine, confirming a trackside detector failed 20 miles from the derailment that should have caught elevated temperatures in a rail car piece that was on fire. This is ABC News. Closing arguments underway in the case of a Massachusetts woman, Karen Reed, who's accused of killing her boyfriend, police officer John O'Keefe.
Prosecutors argue after a night of drinking and fighting, January of 2022, Reed intentionally hit O'Keefe with her SUV and left him to die in the snow in Canton, Massachusetts. During the trial, lawyers showed text messages revealing possible trouble in their relationship and played this police dash cam of Reed at the scene.
She kept saying, this is all my fault. This is my fault. I did this.
But the defense claims Reed is being framed in a police cover-up, saying O'Keefe was beaten and attacked by a dog inside the home of another Boston police officer.
That's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. And major music labels, including Universal, Warner, and Sony Music Groups, are suing two AI song-generating companies for copyright infringement. The AI companies accused of stealing artists' work to train their models. Neither company's publicly revealed its training method. Brian Clark, ABC News.
A few clouds tonight with a couple scattered showers with a low of 64. Mostly sunny and cooler tomorrow, high 80. Clear and cool tomorrow night with a low of 55. Partly sunny and pleasant for Thursday, high 75. And cloudy on Friday with periods of showers and thunderstorms, high 74. Looking ahead to the weekend, some showers may linger early on Saturday, then breaks the sun, breezy and cool with a high of 76. And a dry day on Sunday with abundant sunshine and a high of 74. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are calm and it's getting to be mostly sunny out there, and our current temperature is now down to 81 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
It was no accident, me finding you. Someone had a hand in it long before we ever knew. Now I just can't believe my life, heaven smiling down on me as I look at you tonight. I tip my hand to the keeper of the stars. to the keeper of the storm. Soft moonlight on your face, oh, how you shine. It takes my breath away just to look into your eyes. I know I don't deserve a treasure like you. There really are no words to show my gratitude. Tip my hand to the keeper of the stars. He sure knew what he was doing when he joined these two hearts. Long before we ever knew.
Let's get it.
Girl, you gone and done it to me. Hotter than a hoochie coochie. Got me like the first time I heard Alan Jackson Chattahoochee. I was never the same again. I'm a lifelong fan. Yes, I am. Baby, I love you like I love country music. Favorite songs about the top to bottom. Perfect, you like Brooks and Dunn's debut album. You got me feeling like I'm a brand new man.
Ooh, I'm a brand new man.
Yes, I am. Baby, I love you like I love country music. You give me eyes, Lily girl. You give me Gone as Jones. You turn me on as much as I turn on the radio. The second time I'm off the line. On an island, only way I could survive is if I had you and that needle dropping on a vinyl. Music.
She can see herself in the shiny grill and the wide wheels of the red Chevelle. With four on the floor and the top down. Chrome, zipping by on an electric glide with Duke tailpipes doing 105 in the broad daylight on a two-lane, heading out of town. Leg up high on the bump of my big black Mack truck with a smokestack pointed towards the sky and mud flaps. You know the kind. Chrome. I said, hey, little girl, you sure look nice. You want to ride? I won't bite. She climbed inside and said, hell no, I want to drive.
Was Trace Atkins singing about Chrome. And I'm Tim Thede playing some great music for you up until the 8 o'clock hour this evening and hoping your Tuesday night is a great one. How can you not complain about it with the weather we're getting compared to all the rain we had? And of course, we ended up, you think, what was the total once again? 78 one-hundredths of an inch of rain we received yesterday. Most of that we got within about a half hour time. That was during a storm that went through. Probably we got that came through the area somewhere around, started coming through about 6:30 or so. And yeah, maybe a little over half hour, I should say, maybe half hour, 45 minutes during that time. But anyways, yeah, and we had a lot of rain, some hail. Some people had hail. I didn't see any hail, but of course I was here busy reading off all the warnings that were happening at the time. And it was really weird because it was just like all these warnings. I had two or three warnings all at once and then it just died off at the end of the evening. And the storm that you were supposed to get later on in the overnight hour ended up more so going east. And that was a good thing because that was the one everybody was worried about because there were talks of maybe even some winds up to 70, 80 miles per hour that could possibly be with that. So we got pretty fortunate in that. But unfortunately, we had some more rain. And I know a lot of people that got flooded from Saturday and Friday and Saturday were still trying to get out of the flooding, trying to get rid of the water. And that didn't help much. But we got some more nice weather coming up here, coming up on Wednesday and Thursday, and maybe some rain on Friday, but then over the weekend it looks like it's pretty decent. So it'll give you some time to get out and hopefully dry out, and hats off to all the road workers who got roads cleared from debris and mudslides and made sure they got everything barricaded. But remember, if you're out driving, there are some roadways that are still closed yet because they're still waiting for that water to get down or trying to clean up the roads. So if you come upon a barricade, don't try to drive around the barricade. And if you do see some water in the roadways yet, please turn around. Don't drown. And those hopefully those roadways will get better as the days go on. And even with the rain on Friday, I don't think we're going to get a lot, but we'll see what happens as the day gets closer. I just wanted to let you know that all ages are invited to the Brewer Public Library tomorrow at 10:30 to listen and sing along to live music with Lou Oswald, guitar, harmonica, and vocals. The event is free and open to all. Also coming tomorrow, the Join the Vernon County Over 50 at 2:15 at the Bethel Home Fellowship Hall in Viroqua. The annual membership meeting will be held. Attend to help determine future activities. And also going on tomorrow, the Viroqua Community Band will perform at the Cashton Park at 6 o'clock. A fundraising meal will be held for the Cashton Music Department. The third performance will be held on July 4th at the Sherry Butt House Museum in Viroqua at 1. Strawberry shortcake will be sold for a fundraiser for the museum.
Celebrate June Dairy Month with WRCO and Julie Karen State Farm Insurance. We're giving away 2 gallons of milk every weekday. Just be the sixth caller when you hear Lady Bell and win. Keep listening and good luck from WRCO.
The Spring Green Arts Fair this weekend is a juried fair with over 180 artists. Included are fine arts, displays of graphics, photography, glass, jewelry, pottery, sculpture, and much more. Proceeds from artists and local food offerings are granted to nonprofit community needs in the arts. The Spring Green Arts Fair has been held for over 50 years in beautiful downtown Spring Green. The fair is Saturday from 9 to 5 and Sunday 9 to 4. For more information, go to springgreenartfair.com.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Nee, and I hope you'll be here Saturday night for old-time rock and roll. We're going to have a party. Bring a platter to pass. Maybe we'll have some balloons.
Live from Richland Center, it's Those Were the Days with Phil Nee.
Keep Henry away from the helium there, everybody. And we'll be stopping and parking for a time in 1967. So I hope you'll join us for classic rock and roll from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. We'll park in 67 and play trivia and have all kinds of fun reminiscing. Those Were the Days is sponsored in part by Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Jay's Power Center, Inspired Innovation Salon, Culligan Water Conditioning, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, and Chet's Feed, Seed and Such. Between 6 and midnight Saturday night, it could get wild. I hope we don't have to call HR.
HR, pop and step. Who's your friend when things get rough? HR, pop and step. Can't do a little because you can't do enough.
The 24th Annual Cazenovia Area Dairy Breakfast will be served 7 o'clock until noon this Sunday at St. Anthony's School, Highway B, Cazenovia. It's a delicious breakfast with pancakes, real maple syrup, eggs, sausage, and plenty of dairy products. Tickets will be $9 for adults, children 6 through 12 for $50, and children under 6 free. The 24th Annual Cazenovia Area Dairy Breakfast is looking forward to seeing you this Sunday for the 24th Annual Cazenovia Area Dairy Breakfast.
Thanks, Michael. And for that event, I am giving away a ticket for that event. That, like Michael said, that's this Sunday from 7 until noon at St. Anthony's School. It is the 24th Annual Cazenovia Area Dairy Breakfast. And I'm going to take caller number 4. Give us a call at 608-647-4155. And if you're caller number 4, you win a ticket to that dairy breakfast. The ticket's valued at $9. Good luck.
100.9 WRCO.
Sit down and trade a couple country songs for Kentucky bourbon. Little old gal in the middle of the night, learning how to love and how to fight and learning how to like my brand of hurt. Hell, there's hell everywhere I go. I'm just sticking with the devil I know. Hell, everywhere I go, I'm just sticking with the devil I know. I love somebody everybody loves, and he's in love with my master. Most folks can't see my soul through the smoke. And we're suitcase marks on a hardwood floor, flipping the bird, slamming the door, and peeling out and turning round and coming home. Than I rode, and better choices than I chose. I'm just sticking with the devil I know.
Ashley McBride singing about the devil she knows on Country and Community. And congratulations goes out to Donald Anderson of Ithaca. Donald was caller number 4, so he has the honor of attending the 24th annual Cazenovia Area Dairy Breakfast, which will be held on Sunday from 7 until noon at St. Anthony's School. At that breakfast, the menu includes pancakes, real maple syrup, eggs, sausage, and plenty of dairy products. And if you want to attend, don't get a chance to win a ticket this week, you can attend, and the cost is $9 for adults, $4.50 for children 6 to 12, and free for children under 6. So, once again, congratulations to Donald Anderson of Ithaca, and he is going to that dairy breakfast. And be listening tomorrow during the day, and Phil will probably be giving away some more tickets, and Bo will as well. And who knows, if you are the correct caller, you could have a chance to win a ticket to that great event coming this Sunday in Cazenovia. Coming up next, we have Brooks and Dunn with God Must Be Busy.
That anchor man says they're fighting again somewhere in the Middle East. World prays for peace. There's a single mom just got laid off, went and lost a job to some foreign hands, some faraway land. Last night in Oklahoma, some twister took 13, and they're praying that they find the missing 3. God must be busy. That highway sign went from slow ahead to traffic's dead. Thought it couldn't get worse than that Amber Alert. They say she's 4.
Colorado plates, headed out of state in a Chevy van. It's hard to understand. You can see it in the faces of all those highway strangers. They're praying that God keeps that girl from danger. God must be busy. And I know in the big picture, I'm just a speck of sand, and God's got better things to do than to look out for one man. I know he's heard my prayers, 'cause he hears everything. He just ain't answered back, or he'd bring you back to me. God must be busy. Ain't much changed, pretty much the same since I left home. Yeah, that war's still on. They found that little girl. She was soaking wet, half scared to death on the side of some road. Them prayers working on. And the Bloods and Crips are at it, and there's a killer drop down south. And old folks can't afford drugs I can't live without. God must be busy. And I know in the big picture, I'm just a speck of sand, and God's got better things to do than look out for one man. And I know he's heard my prayers, 'cause he hears everything. He just ain't answered back, or he'd bring you back. God must be busy. That anchor man says the fighting's worse, cities burn in the Middle East, world prays for peace.
I stumbled on a preacher Sunday morning, all decked out and made up for TV, asking for some money from God's people, talking all that high theology. Well, I might be just an old blue collar, there's things about the Lord that I don't know. But I bet he never had $1 million, or wore a lot of stylish fancy clothes. 'Cause Jesus was a country boy, walking down a dirt road with everything that he owned. He never met a stranger, born in a barn underneath the stars. His mama laid him in a manger, swimming in the river, fishing for his dinner, living with the sinners like me. Makes me think Jesus was a country boy. My daddy never cared much for religion, and my mama worried a lot about his soul. She'd hit her knees and pray for him on Sunday, while Daddy hit his favorite fishing hole. You see, Daddy was a rebel and a rambler, but I always knew he loved my mama so. I never doubted he'd make it to heaven, 'cause it ain't who you are till you know. And Daddy knew that Jesus was a country boy, walking down a dirt road with everything that he owned. He never met a stranger,
born in a barn underneath the stars. Cause mama laid him in a manger, swimming in the river, fishing for his dinner, living with the sinners like me. Makes me think Jesus was a country boy. Oh yes, and I believe that Jesus was a country boy.
That was Clay Walker with Jesus Was a Country Boy on Country and Community. 80 degrees at 7:31, and the Milwaukee Brewers are underway. The first pitch was thrown at 7:10, and they're already in the second inning. And, of course, they're taking on the Texas Rangers. And right now, the Brewers are trailing the Rangers by a score of 1-0. But never fear, that's what happened last night. The Brewers were trailing early, and then Hoskins hit that big grand slam home run to put the Brewers in front for good. So the Brewers, hopefully they'll be able to pull off another one, make it two in a row against the Rangers. And right now the Brewers are 5 games in front of St. Louis for that first place lead in the Central Division. So it's nice to have a big lead like that, especially when you run into slumps like the Brewers didn't have too good of a trip out to San Diego. But St. Louis has been getting hot, too. They're only like 4 games behind. Not 4 games behind, 5 games behind the Brewers, but they have won 4 games in a row. That's what I meant to say. And the Cubs, unfortunately, they kind of lost 2 games. And that's who the Brewers will be playing next. It'll be the Chicago Cubs. So that'll be an exciting series, too. But anyways, if you want to catch the action of tonight's game, you can hear it right now on WRCE 107.7, as well as on AM 1450.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la, it's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snow blowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with 2 full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snow blowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
At NAPA, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why NAPA is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more, we've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, NAPA Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been serving the Southwest Wisconsin area since 1889. We pride ourselves on doing things the right way, paying attention to even the smallest details, and assisting your family every step of the way in your time of need. I'm Mark Jelenic. I am proud the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service still represents the values that have helped us be trusted and depended on for many generations. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Movies are more fun at the Blaine Theater, with great snacks and family-friendly $5 admission per person. Visit statetheaters.com and click on Blaine Theater. And the Leah Granzo Agency is your American Family Insurance Agency in Boscobel and Highland. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly with Leah Granzo and American Family Insurance.
Summer is heating up at Town & Country TV and Appliance. Discover unbeatable deals on top brands like Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, Speed Queen, and Frigidaire. The Town & Country team will install your new appliances and recycle your old ones. Now with two locations to serve you. The Superstore at 2490 Highway 14 in Richland Center and the newly opened showroom at downtown Reedsburg at 206 East Main Street. For store hours and details about the incredible summer savings sale, visit townandcountryrc.com.
A low of 61 overnight, partly cloudy, and a west to northwest winds 3 to 5 miles per hour. Wednesday, partly cloudy, cooler and less humid, a high of 76. Turning clear and cool Wednesday night, a low of 52. Thursday, sunny to partly cloudy and pleasant, a high of 75. Upper 70s on Friday, with a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Breezy and cooler Saturday, and a high of 74.
Thank you, Phil. And right now it's mostly sunny out there. Our winds are out of, actually our winds are calm. So we've had calm winds for a while now. So that's pretty nice. Our barometric reading is 29.78. And after a daytime high of 86 degrees and actually 88 degrees and a morning low of 76, our current temperature is at 80 degrees.
100.9 WRCO. Swear that you're staying single, next thing you know, you meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing, it's 2 a.m. Telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in. The next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer. Next thing you know, your old apartment, it's y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch, just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech, and your sunburn on a honeymoon beach, and your left hand's getting used to that rain. And there the next 2 or 3 years gone. Next thing you know, you weren't really trying. Next thing you know, there's a test on the counter. Next thing you know, standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death. Cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat, and the doctor saying how you doing there, dad. And nobody's ever called you that, and you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. Saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know, next thing you know, next thing you know, you get to know your wife again, and you're more in love than you've ever been. With a lot of years of remember wins, and still some down the road. Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids' kids, and you take them to church, teach them to fish, and you tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know,
Billboard. Yeah, checking out billboards. Now I'm on an airplane flying over Texas. Crazy, we landed in New York. Only two more days. Baby, I can't wait. And we can play.
Right. feeling she needs, that one money can't buy. Another wild lover's weekend ends too soon, and when they open up the blinds of Sunday afternoon, she wishes it could last forever, and he's begging her to stay.
That was One for the Money by T.G. Shepherd. Had to think there for a second there, so must be getting towards the end of my shift. I can tell that. Usually when I get towards the end of the shift, it's like the old mind kind of grinds down a little bit and the old tongue gets tied. Tongue isn't bad yet. At least I don't think it is. But anyways, yeah. So it's a great song by Mr. T.G. Shepherd, One for the Money. And also, yeah, so right now our temperature is now down to 79 degrees at 751. Great to have non-rainy weather for this evening, kind of a quiet evening. And it's been, like I said, it's been a crazy day, crazy few days. Sunday wasn't too bad of a day. We really didn't get any rain. We did have a little brief shower in the morning, but otherwise, yeah, it's been pretty decent. And like, it's going to be cooler too. And you're going to be able to give your air conditioners a breather because they're talking tomorrow 80, which is still a little warm, but it's better than what it is. I don't think it's supposed to be quite as humid, which will be nice. But then Thursday, 75. Friday, a high of 74 and a high of 76 on Saturday, 74 on Sunday, and 73 on Monday. It almost seems like we're going into fall already with these temperatures dropping like they are. But those are actually, believe it or not, kind of normal temperatures for around this time of year. Give us a break before we get into July and August, which are usually the hotter months. And hopefully we won't have as much stormy weather at that time, but you just never know. Old Mother Nature, she likes to have a mind of her own and do her own tricks. But wherever you are, wherever you are, hopefully you've been staying safe, you've been staying cool, and hopefully the storm damage didn't affect you too badly. But like I say, you know, it's things like that, you know, you hate to have them happen to you and bring them down, but at least the nice thing is, as long as you are living and as long as you got your health, that's the main thing to concern about. But like I say, thoughts and going out to everybody that has been affected by the storms that have been going through the area, and hopefully things will get better.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Are you ready to give your business a kickstart? Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio. Give Henry a call today at 608-647-2111.
WRCO, this is Henry. How can I give you the business?
That's 608-647-2111. Let WRCO drive your business to success.
A friend has experienced the death of someone loved. You want to help, but you are not sure how to go about it. This is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Helping begins with your ability to be an active listener. Don't worry so much about what you will say. Just listen to the words that are being shared with you. By walking with your friend in grief, you are giving one of life's most precious gifts, yourself.
The 24th Annual Cazenovia Area Dairy Breakfast will be served 7 o'clock until noon this Sunday at St. Anthony School, Highway B, Cazenovia. It's a delicious breakfast with pancakes, real maple syrup, eggs, sausage, and plenty of dairy products. Tickets will be $9 for adults, children 6 through 12 for $50, and children under 6 free. The 24th Annual Cazenovia Area Dairy Breakfast is looking forward to seeing you this Sunday for the 24th Annual Cazenovia Area Dairy Breakfast.
July is National Ice Cream Month, and here at WRCO, we will be celebrating it with you, along with Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, Quick Trip on County O and 14, and ET Foods. We have something sweet in store. Every day, you'll have a chance to win a double scoop cone or dish from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. On Fridays, grab a half gallon of ice cream from Quick Trip, and on Tuesdays, don't miss the ice cream giveaway from ET Foods. When you hear this,
ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
When you hear that during July, be the fifth caller and enjoy your ice cream from WRCO.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
I didn't want to see, they brought back memories. You look happy, I guess, got the life that you wanted, but it ain't with me. You would think by now that I wouldn't care. It's been a couple years, and yeah, I've had my share of other broken parts, but I only shed real tears over ours. Don't even feel like life, 'cause I don't have the only